Hi, everyone. I really appreciate you tuning in to Ugly Brown Boy. That would be me. This is a weekly podcast with a new episode every Tuesday on all podcast platforms, as well as YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Why Ugly Brown Boy? It's because of how this world and how people have often made me feel. It's how I make myself feel. These are my struggles, and these are my stories from the way I see them. Are you ready? A lot of people have asked me why I chose the podcast title Ugly Brown Boy, and honestly, it's because it's how I've felt all my life living here in the United States. And it's for a lot of different reasons, and I really hope that over time, you'll see why I chose this title. So, welcome everyone to my pilot episode of Ugly Brown Boy. In the coming months and hopefully years, I'll be providing you with an Ugly Brown Boy's perspective through his voice of trauma and painful experiences. These are primarily going to be stories of my struggles with growing up out of place in a country that was and still is less than welcoming to people like me. It will be Ugly Brown Boy's experiences of fear and insecurity and seeking and finding assurance and love and self-confidence. These are stories of my journeys through emotional and physical abuse and religion and my struggles with depression, anxiety, and suicide. Also about being the child of Filipino immigrants and growing up gay and worshiping in the Southern Baptist Church. I will be talking about and exploring my own stories of growing up with kids in New York City, as well as the suburbs of New York City, who would taunt me. They'd taunt me by standing behind me and making slanted eyes with their index fingers. That would send the entire class in roaring laughter, and it was awful. There'll be stories like the jocks in high school that would walk behind me and have out loud conversations about whether or not to spit on the gay boy. I will address my shame in existing in this country as an ugly brown boy who had an extremely difficult time fitting in. I'll talk about my dreams of being white and tall and blonde, because when you're those things, you are the object of everyone's desire. And desire towards me was a feeling I rarely felt. And even as I talk about this now, the adult versions of these kids who bullied and wished harm on me will deny this had ever happened, while simultaneously making excuses for their own kids who perpetuate the same behavior. This is a podcast about my life and possibly yours and the discomfort and brutal honesty of our shared stories. It's a place where I will address my own questions and hope that people out there will provide honest answers with grace. And I hope I provide my answers with grace as well. I'll talk about my wounds, the healed ones as well as the tender, open ones. It may be visceral at times and raw, but always coming from a place of love. I will discuss and embrace the things that I hate about myself, and I will claim them, all of them, as my strengths and my shields. For those of you that know me, I want to make sure that you know that I have carefully considered all of the stories I'm going to tell and how this will affect people and perhaps you. Please remember that these are just stories, and they're all mine. They are all mine to tell, and they all come from my perspective. With this, please understand that there can be a multitude of perspectives just from one story. So I hope that brings you comfort as you come across discussions that may possibly involve you. Finally, I just want to take a moment to remind everyone that I truly believe the world is filled with magic. Sometimes you just need to take the time to take a very close look. And I hope all of you find magic in the everyday. And I will see you next Tuesday. Thanks for joining me on this pilot episode.